Radio Prague News.
The Minister of Finance expects growth in GDP of 2.5% next year. Incoming Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek says that cuts to social benefits could save the state 11 billion crowns in 2011. And Czech tennis player Tomáš Berdych has lost the men's singles final at Wimbledon to world number one Rafael Nadal. The Ministry of Finance expects growth in GDP of 2.5% in 2011, Deputy Finance Minister Bohdan Hajduk told Czech television on Sunday. The last prognosis for 2011, from April of this year, anticipated growth of 2.4%. The emerging coalition government wants to decrease the budget deficit to less than 3% of gross domestic product by 2012 and balance public finances by 2016. Mr. Hajduk said that the structural budget deficit would better be dealt with by restricting public expenses rather than increasing taxes, but admitted that that method could slow the growth of the economy. Incoming Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek says that cuts to social benefits could save the state 11 billion crowns in 2011. Speaking on the same program on Czech television, the Deputy TOPO 9 chairman said that systemic modifications that the coalition wants to make to health and social benefits over the coming years could double that amount. One of those cuts involves childbirth allowances, which the coalition will likely attempt to limit to the first child of parents with income of less than 2.4 times the subsistence minimum. Mr. Kalousek said it was absurd that even the wealthiest Czechs currently have the right to social allowances when a child is born to them. He also said that he wants to cancel the state fund for housing development and the state fund for transport infrastructure, which he called an ulcer on the state's economic management. Firefighters are dealing with an ammonia leak at a power plant in western Bohemia. The leak began early Sunday morning due to a technical malfunction in one of the tanks and has so far released an estimated 2 out of 29 tons of hazardous ammonia gas from the Sokolovska Uhelná plant in Vřesová near Karlovy Vary. The gas has not breached the grounds of the plant and residents are not currently at risk. This is the second such accident to occur at Sokolovska Uhelná in recent years. In 2007, a pressurized tank exploded while being repaired, though less ammonia was released. In sports news, Czech tennis player Tomáš Berdych lost the men's singles final at Wimbledon on Sunday to world number one Rafael Nadal, 6-3, 7-5, 6-4. It was the first time a Czech player has reached the grass court championship since Ivan Lendl did so twice in 1986 and 87. The 24-year-old Czech and 12th seed nonetheless exceeded expectations in the tournament, first defeating six-time champion Roger Federer in the quarterfinals and number three-ranked Novak Djokovic in the semis. Despite the defeat, Berdych still moves up the ladder to eighth place on Monday. The last Czech Wimbledon champion was Jan Kodesh in 1973. Now for the weather. Currently sunny, 30 degree Celsius conditions are expected to cool slightly at the beginning of the week, with possible scattered short showers and storms. I'm Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.